deal with me today about focusing on victory. And I started thinking about it, and I have worked on that for 20-something years, staying focused. Focused on victory, didn't have it, walked it out, got it, stay focused, keep it. I'm telling you right now, bless God, God's people are supposed to have victory.
Amen.
Victory over sickness and disease, victory over weakness, victory over oppression. How many knows that we can handle more than we think we can in Him? I mean, in Him we move, breathe, and have our being, the Bible says. How many knows we have to on purpose focus on victory? On purpose. After we're born again, well, I mean, we need to get in that Bible, learn what that Bible says about situations in our life, and I'm talking about take that word and focus on walking that out in our life. The Lord told me one time, He said, see yourself victorious in finances. That time I didn't have no money. And so I started imagining how it would be if I didn't have to wonder about my bills. Praise God. I took the scripture, it says words, it says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches. I took that scripture and I thought, glory to God, that Bible, before you know it, it was in me. I thought, it's coming. And before you know it, I'm like, it's here. What happened? I got focused on the victory that has already been won in Christ Jesus, and it brought me to a place of victory, and nothing had changed in the natural. Come on, somebody. That's when you know you've got something. When you've got vision beyond where you are, nothing's changed. I mean, you get excited about it. One time I heard this preacher, he preached on TV. People used to down him a lot, TV preaching. They just don't know how much money it cost to get their voice per month. Millions. Millions of dollars is spent to get T.D. Jakes on TV or whoever you like. Millions. They spend millions of dollars. But you know what? He said, he made this statement one time. He said, the Lord spoke to him and said, say, money cometh to me and stayeth. He didn't say stayeth later, but he come on with the rest of the message. Because money was coming and money was going. And so the Lord told him, said, confess it, stayeth. Well, when I heard that statement, I thought, man, that's that name it, claim it, blab it, and grab it stuff, what that is that I've heard about, you know. But something on the inside said, if you don't do it, you won't have it. And so I started saying, glory to God, I am a money magnet. Money comes to me from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Money comes to me and stayeth. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, I started confessing, that's in line with God's word. And before you know it, I thought, where's it at? I feel it. What happened? I got focused on victory instead of focusing on where I was at. You can't focus on where you're at and get into victory. You got to focus on victory so that you can walk out what God's plan is. Healing. If your body's sick, don't lay down whining. Don't let the devil see you sweat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get up and praise God and do the victory dance. You know, the Bible even over there says, praise Him in your dance. Right. Praise Him with the instrument, the harp, the flute, the instrument. Praise Him. Then it goes on down and says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He didn't say, you're going to be able to praise me because everything is worked out in your life. There's nowhere in the Bible that they said everything's just wonderful, everything, so we can praise the Lord. Now, we praise the Lord when everything is good, when everything's been going good, when everything's halfway going good, when everything is not going good. We got to praise the Lord and give him praise for the victory that we're going to experience in the near future.
Amen.
Focus on having plenty. Well, we're just broke. Don't be going around saying that.
Right.
The Bible don't say put all that ungodly speaking away from you. Well, it's true. No, it ain't. The word's true.
That's right.
He said, "It supply all your needs according to his riches." Your circumstances is not truth. It's fact. The truth is God's word trumps it whenever we put it in us. And we get it coming out of our mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I find it easy to praise the Lord when we get here under a corporate anointing. I find it easy to believe God sitting in the pews when the anointing is going. But I find the challenge is out there when you don't feel that corporate anointing. You don't feel Jesus, so to speak. You got to believe he's in you. He's with you. He's going with you tomorrow, Shannon.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, I believe what the Bible says when it said love your enemies. I was kind of like a lot of y'all. If you crossed me the wrong way, you just did it, and it's just going to be bad news for both of us or all of us. But I took that word, but God, and I got it in there that the Bible says, love my enemies, do good to those who persecute me, pray for those who persecute me, do good to those who abuse me. And I utilized that scripture, bless God. I went around saying, God, I'm not a fighter anymore, I'm a lover. I love those that stumbled me wrong. I love those. I didn't feel it, Shannon, I didn't feel it. I still wanted to kill people and stuff. I still wanted to hurt them. I still wanted to get vengeance. But time went on and I kept that word. I focused on victory. Yeah. And before you know it, bless God, I was able to go to those that I wanted to really, really hurt. And I'm not a big guy. Somebody can just pop me in the nose and knock me out. It ain't like I was some big rocket. Right. But before you know it, I had the indwelling power of the Word of God that got on the inside of me that caused me to honestly love my enemy. It was amazing to me how that I had been set free. Did not realize how bound I was to anger and bitterness and all of that until I got free from it. And I mean, when it tried to carry me back, that's why I say, I'm not going to bite that bullet. I'm not going back there. I tell Satan a whole lot, you're not taking me back into bondage to fear. You're not taking me back into bondage to lack. You're not going to keep me bondage to sickness, to disease, or anything else. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Right.
And you have to take that stand yourself. But you can't focus on what you don't have, how it feels, how it looks, and all that, and walk in victory. That will not happen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you right now that won't happen.
Amen.
Shannon come up, oh, man, I got to need church. I looked at him, I said, me too, Shannon. I said, it helps me stay in victory. No matter if you've been serving the Lord a week or 20-something years, church helps me stay focused on victory. It keeps me in the game, man.
Amen.
I fight for my right to come to church.
Right.
I fight for it. But God, I'll turn down money and everything else for it. That's my part of my heart worship, praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to be focused on God's word instead of all of the problems around us. I mean, this world is full. I've not seen so much sickness and disease around me in a long time. And you know what? It tries to get me focused on that. Everybody's sick. Everybody's gone. And you know what? It wants me to let down my faith guard, and then it's going to come nigh me. Go to focusing on it. Go to fearing it. Go to just give it in to the way things feel. But we got to focus on victory. How many knows we don't need to focus on lack or what we don't have or what we wish we had? No, we need to focus on we got it. And we need to go to Mark 11:22 and say, I have faith in God. Hallelujah. I have faith in God. I have the faith of God. And whatsoever things I desire when I pray, I believe I receive it. Well, I receive all my money. I receive my health. It'll spring forth speedily. I come through that surgery, but God. And you know what? I was telling him I had open heart surgery. 2.5 years ago, he said, boy, you don't look like it at all. I didn't go into details with him about it, but I took that scripture over where it says, I'm strong in the Lord And in the, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power. And I'd go around saying, God, I'm strong in you. My body may be weak right now, but greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. God, I'm not going by what it feels like. The pain that I'm in, can't even open a bottle of water. God, there's coming a time when I'll crush that bottle of water.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It was my battle. And I won.
Praise God.
And I just seen Travis tell somebody the other day, he was encouraging. I noticed he's encouraging people more than I've ever seen. They went on through surgery or somewhat, you know, and he said our pastor shows, he done showed us. He said he kind of shocked me. It shocked him that I recovered. It shocked me.
Bless you, Lord.
God's power shocked you.
Right.
It shocked me. As weak as I was, and I mean, even when I was going through that battle, I looked at Teresa when I got in self-pity. I said, baby, just wait a little longer on me. I felt like I'm a weak man now. She's been used to a strong man. Just somebody just tear the house down if I want to, you know. Now I can't even get up off the couch. I can't even go in there and get my plate and tote it to the couch. How many knows when you are in your situation, Satan wants you focused on your situation so he can get a stronghold in your life. He can take you down. It's I looked at her. I repented to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that idiot thing. I was telling her, baby, don't leave me for nobody now. I'll be stronger. I'll be strong pretty soon. I'll be back. I needed to find me a big old pacifier at that time. Poor little old me. Poor old me. That's what I was feeling. Poor old me. She ain't got the man. And then I thought, glory to God, I'm going to be a better man. I started focusing on victory. I'm going to be a better man to her than I was before I had the surgery. Yeah. I started focusing on being better than I was. I thought, you know what? I used to like the bionic man. Bionic man, Darwin League Major. Yeah, boy, he was a Superman, wasn't he? Boy, when it hit him. Oh.
That was long, and that's $6 million
man, yeah. Something about him, boy, when it hit him. Oh, he's just strong. Well, how many know we're superhuman?
Amen.
We are superhuman. We're human with the supernatural on the inside of us.
Amen.
We're superhuman. We go through things and we come out. Doc Channing, you know, he's going into his battle tomorrow and all of that, you know, and I look at him and tell him, you know, yeah, that's a bigger witness. Now, anybody can die, any Christian can die back there and punch a dude down and go to jail, and we might get you out. Might let's sit there waiting for you. Teach you a lesson, you know. But it takes a real man to stand there and show your son, your daughter, How to be in control by love and by Jesus. That's a bigger witness than other.
Right.
See, the world don't think so. The way they think, they got to toot their horn and all that. But we don't. We let God toot our horn.
Right.
We submit and humble to the Lord and stay focused on victory. Praise God. And the Lord causes us to be a light and a witness.
Yeah.
We don't even have to do it. He does it. How many know we don't focus on lack or what we don't have? We're not to focus on all the problems that is in the world. It'll depress you.
Right.
I mean, it'll honestly depress you. I've got challenges right now in my body that I could just go ahead and tell you all my problems, then you're going backslide. Yours is bad enough without mine. But I'm doing something about mine. I'm on the Word. I talk to it. I talk to the problem every day, every day. Teresa said, yeah, I had something come up right there on my eye. She looked at me one day and she said, you need to go see it. What is it?
Dermatologist.
You need to go do it. It looks like it's taking your eye over. I went in there and looked in the mirror and I thought, well, my God, I thought, well, I'm fixing to cut it over. You know, I told her, I said, I'm a dermatologist. I said, I want you to slice that up. I ain't cutting you. I said, well, okay then. So I go in there and I thought, well, I ain't going to get a razor blade because I might cut too deep. So I punched that baby, punched two holes in it, let God, and I spoke to it, And I said, you drop the root, you foul devil. I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to dry up. Hallelujah. She looked at it while ago. She said, that's nearly dried up. I'm an orthodontist, whatever it is. Dermatologist, yes. We're anointed. I'm everything anybody can be under the anointing. You're everything ever anybody can be under. The Bible says we have an anointing and that we know all things. Hallelujah. Now we know in ourselves we don't know everything, but we know the one, and he lives in us, that knows everything about everything and everybody. He knows how to solve problems man can't figure out. I mean, anybody that can go spin in a dude's eye of mud. I mean, I'm going, oh man, get the water hose, get it out. It healed him. Mud. Anybody that can say, donkey, prophesy. Go prophesy God's word. Like a human. He's God.
Amen.
Anybody that can say, light be and darkness goes. Hallelujah. I mean, he's in us. This God is living on. We need to have a consciousness of greater is he than it. We don't need to just hear that and say, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yay, this little light, man, I'm gonna let it shine, this little light. Until somebody hits our garbage can that floats over the yard. Why, y'all idiot fool?
I didn't shoot a bird on your head.
Come on back to our church, idiot. You need to get saved.
See, you got a form of God.
Right.
See, we ain't got the full thing yet. When they busted and slamming over there, I hit somebody's garbage can the other day. I repeated. Garbage man called, left that thing early in the morning. And I'm going to punch something in my GPS, and all of a sudden, boom, not the whole of that. I looked, that garbage can was in there. Boom. Airborne. I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. And I could hear Tracy,
don't be texting when you're on that phone.
Oh, man, that sounded just like Tracy. I repented of busting the garbage can. Now look back, see if there was any garbage. I was going to go get it out of the yard, but it was empty. Thank God the garbage can was done. Boy, it's been amazing. See, I can't, and you know what? I thought about it. Poor old neighbor. Not a poor old neighbor, but God is blessed. I prayed for them. God bless them. I just touched their thing and knocked it over into their yard, the anointing God. I know they need Jesus. They're my neighbors. So they need some anointing over in that garden. I better touch that anointed mail, that anointed garbage can, bless God. Don't the Bible say you bless everything that we set our hands to do? Bless, hallelujah. We're blessed going in. I'm telling you right now, God is stirring y'all, some of y'all up right now. You feel better already. I felt better already. I said, give me the pulpit. Give me the pulpit. I fire me up. I go to preaching this stuff. Guess who hears it first? Me. It's to me right before it gets to y'all. Fires me up. Well, you know, if it'll fire me up in here, it'll fire me up only in the morning.
Yeah.
It'll fire me up if I'm saying the same thing I'm saying in here, and it's firing me up. If I'm in the truck, it'll fire me up in the truck. It'll fire me up wherever it is. Why? Because he's in me and with me. And God's for me and not against me. So if it'll fire you up here, going in your ear, faith comes by hearing. Guess what? Be your own preacher. Be your own preacher.
Yeah.
You get out there and you preach it. Preach it to your windshield. Preach it to your dishwasher.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Say it. Meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Meditate to where that's your meditation. Where is your speaking? You can prophesy into your future. God told a prophet to go prophesy to an army of dry bones, the dead bones, dead people, no flesh. Go prophesy. Prophesy. He went and prophesied, and flesh came on him, and life came, and an army came out of one man prophesying what the word of the Lord was saying. Well, he didn't prophesy to us. The Bible says the word of God is a more sure word of prophecy. The word is a more, you ain't got to wait on somebody to come prophesy to you. Nothing wrong with that. I like a good prophecy when it comes. Somebody hits it from the Lord, they prophesy into my life. But I'm telling you what, that one prophecy ain't going to make me live all the time. I got to get in there and get it in there, greater is he, and let that word get that prophecy on down the inside of me. Let God where I'm all the time up. I ain't never depressed. The only time I'm depressed is when I put my head in the toilet.
Yeah, come on.
Stick my head in that old garbage. The devil, you ain't nobody. That's what I'm talking about. Right. You ain't gonna recover. He's got your head in the toilet.
Yep.
I just had to say it that way because that's nasty.
Come on.
We're not garbage dumpsters. Yeah. We're temples of God. We're supposed to tread out all of that garbage. All that garbage that the world's saying, the spirit of the world. I mean, those darkness, dark. We got here, the atmosphere wasn't good. Y'all ever feel that you come to church and atmosphere just don't feel good? Don't feel good, don't feel good. I felt it before I left the house. We got to get it out of your house.
Yep.
You might have bring it to the church. Get rid of it. Shake that baby off. Because if it's here and it's not none of us, then it's a hindering spirit. It's a demonic spirit wanting us to feel like it feels. Boy, church is going to not be good. I always say, give me the pulpit. Hurry.
Amen.
Let me have it. I'm under authority. I'm under that authority now. Now they submit to my authority, demons. They submit to your authority when you're sitting in that pew and you won't bow. You tell that devil, shut up, you idiot. I've had to cast down thoughts on the pew during preaching. I've had to cast down thoughts standing trying to worship God. Coming bad thoughts coming to my mind to keep my heart from getting in tune with God.
That's right. Come on.
Then Satan comes to church too.
Yeah.
Give me the first scripture in that world. For your light affliction. I'm going through some hard stuff. No, your light affliction. Light, baby. Your light affliction. He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, when everything is temporary.
Yeah.
Things that we face is temporary.
Yeah.
You broke right now, temporary.
Yeah.
It's temporary.
Yeah.
You facing sickness right now, temporary. I don't know, people die from this stuff. Yeah, but we got 120 years, sweetheart.
Amen.
Long satisfied. See, we got to focus on what the Word says. He says, long satisfied life. Not long, weak, sick, broke. We can't think. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you believe you're a nobody, you will act like a nobody. If you believe you're always going to be broke, you will never reach for financial freedom. If you believe you can't control your flesh about spending, you will never reach for it. You will never reach to discipline yourself so that you can be a good steward over the things that God gives you. He says, light affliction witness, but for a moment. Working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That affliction is working the glory of God in us.
Hallelujah.
Exceeding eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. While we look not at your body, at your neighbor, at the tomorrow. You get it right now. While we look not at the things that are seen, or the way we feel, or the way we want to act and do, while we don't yield to that, we look not, we don't focus on that, but we at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God's word, God's spirit, God's power, God's glory, God's anointing, they're eternal. They don't fade. They don't dwindle. They don't get weak. God's word don't change.
Yeah.
My body's changed from when I got saved. But I'm not changed in my thinking and in my heart because God's word ain't changed. So therefore, I am supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, if I just had the faith you have, you do. You absolutely do. You got faith, but you got to use it. Faith comes by hearing God's word, hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If we've been preaching for two or three sermons, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow, that you may expand, that you may excel.
Amen.
Get bigger. Hallelujah. Give me the next one, Zach. Blessed be the Lord who once a year loads us up with men. Once a year. Every day. Every day. You got to say, every day your word says, every day you are loading me up with benefits, even the God of my salvation. I'm facing it. On my job. Some of y'all ain't facing it. You go clock in, clock out. On my own business. I'm facing it. But you know what? It's not facing me. I'm slapping it down. It reminds me of my boss one time. He said, Scott, I want you to go over there and take that bush hog over there on County Road 1 over there and bush hog at over there. I said, yes, sir. Sure will. So I took that tractor over there. I got over and it was. I thought, oh, man, I'm going to get the bush hog over here. Kind of excited about it. Well, I got in there, and that grass was over the tractor.
Mm.
I couldn't see where I was going, man. But you know what? I'm like, boy, I cranked it up.
Ain't my fault. Ain't that what Adam said? Genesis, that ain't my fault. That woman is money you give it.
Yeah. Praise God. And so I go down through there, and I'm focused on that, you know, and I'm thinking, man, I'd rather be anywhere else. And things was flying up in the air off of it and bugs, and I mean, I'm just having to fight all them things. And I thought, man, I wish he hadn't sent me over here to Bush Hog at. You know, I'm about 19, 20 years old, you know, and I'm thinking, man, he knew what was going to happen. But, you know, I'm mowed about half of that field, and when I look back at all that I'd accomplished, you know, I wasn't seeing the pretty that it looked behind me because I was still focused on the road up.
Right.
See, we can't focus on the bad that we're facing. We got to look at the accomplishment that we're going for. Before you know it, I finished that whole field. And then I was glad I'd been over to Bush Hog. I could see the accomplishment. I know that's a simple thing, but that happened to me. And then when we come over here into the kingdom, I mean, I used to say, God, I married the devil's daughter, Teresa. She acted like the devil. Way back there, you know, we both did. But you know what? I hung in there and I took that word and I confessed that word and I hung in there and developed love in my wife as Christ, so not based on how she was and all of that and the way she treated me seemingly to me, and she's had to do the same thing. And you know what? I wouldn't trade my wife for nobody.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, we made it. We're victorious. You know? We made it through the brokenness. We made it through the brokenness. We made it through the oppression. We made it through wondering if God's really real or not. We made it through wondering if God will really come through or not. We made it through. Then took the scripture in Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through. And God read that one day and God said, don't ever camp out in the valley. He said, don't ever. He said, always have the mindset you're going through. You're going to come out of this.
Amen. Yeah.
And I use it in everything. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. He's with us.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. He didn't say, go around, where's God at? I don't really know if he's real or not. I don't, will he come through? Monkey, will he come through? Will he? He will, won't he?
Amen.
They signed off and moved in Thursday. Living in a miracle.
Amen.
I mean, he let a house go back. You know what that does to you, don't you?
Yeah, right.
kept believing God, wouldn't quit, stood on that word, doors closed, all that discouragement come. They fought through the fear, the unbelief, but they come out into a wealthy place, a large place. They own the land.
Amen.
Hapledon went out there, got her a big garden spot picked out. Now she's got some land that's going to grow. It's going to be like an oasis over there. It belongs to the Lord.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if we'll ever get a house. Listen, I just told you. You got to say, I'm next, God. Like, God, I'm going to have a house. Devil, if you don't want one, that's not everybody's supposed to have a house. I mean, sometimes I think I'd be happier to rent somewhere. I mean, I go to these people's houses, and they go move over in these big subdivisions. They have to pay $450 a year is all they have to pay. And everything's taken care of. The yard, they don't have to take care of none of that. No. They just set it in a rock. Sit out there. You see them old people just sitting out there? 3 days later, 4 days later, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't got a manicure. The bushes are not. Sometimes, I mean, some people are supposed to rent. Because they counted the cost and they don't want to have to put a roof on it later. They don't want to have to, they don't want to have to paint it. They don't want to have to, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want a house, then you believe God for a house.
That's right, man.
You say you give Scotty one supernaturally, he done told us 13 million times. Somebody get tired of hearing it because you're supposed to get a house, can't say how to get it, and it gets you upset. You're supposed to say no, glory to God, if he'll do it for Monty Dim, if he'll do it for Scotty, if he'll do it for Travis. Travis could quit on his. He sold his house and they turned him down on one. He was fixing to be homeless.
Yep.
He did. He got discouraged. He almost quit. I kind of encouraged him, you know, to quit believing. He stood back up and believed and got a better house for less money.
Amen.
Let God bigger house. 5-bedroom, I think. Is it?
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. Who needs 5-bedroom? Yeah, one of them's a game room. Then one of them's a toy room. They need to build on to the porch and add something over back there. You got 5 bedrooms already. That's a blessing. He's 29.
Right.
I didn't even have to co-sign with him.
Bless me, man.
Got it on his own. Had his down payment. I didn't give him no down payment or nothing. Got it on his own. Got every bit of it on his own. But you know what I seen him do? I seen him believe God. And I seen him start disciplining himself with finances. I mean, the boy can make $1,000 a week and broke Monday morning. That's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you.
That's right.
I knew what was wrong with him. Blowing it. Dumb. Baby come along, baby Aubrey come along, he starts thinking sensible. I can't get broke, she might need diary. So it caused him to start disciplining himself. Hallelujah. Well, you know what that happens to us when we do that? God's glory. God begins to increase. He begins to increase on that believing God and that stewardship and that being responsible and all of that, taking God's word. And then he begins to raise that person up no matter where they're at in life. Daily, somebody say daily.
Daily.
Yours is coming for today.
Amen.
You forgot about it. But God's telling you. You're not going to lose today. I did it regardless of you. And tomorrow you need to look for the daily blessings. You need to start every day. You need to get that in your head. But God, today God's loading me up. Today when it gets Tuesday. Today God's loading me up. When it gets Wednesday. Today God's loading me up again. He's loading me up.
That's wrong.
God caused me to buy a BMW at the time I needed money. I didn't never think I could get $5,000 for that baby.
Right.
I did not. I got $500 for that car.
Yeah, bless me.
I had $650 in that car. Maybe a little more than I tired. And I go put up there a couple of thousand trees. No, don't put it up there. I've been Googling them. Google's good sometimes.
Yeah.
The cheapest thing I can find is 40 something, huh? I put that baby up there, I think, for $6,000.
$55.
Put it up there for $5,500. I thought, after she said that, I thought, well, bless God, maybe I'm thinking too low here, Lord. Sorry about that, Lord. I'm trying to rob myself. Throw it up there, $55, didn't come down. He sat down there, pondering about it. I'm watching. I thought, he's pondering. He's thinking about what he's going to say to me. He looked at me and he said, would you take $5,000? I said, yes. No questions asked, baby. I said, let me get you a paper and write you a bill of sale. I went over and said, would you take a bank loan? Would you take a check? I said, on you. Only you, man. You're the only one I'll take it on. Scored off of it. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you set that up. I wouldn't even able to put an operator in, but I was on the job after open heart surgery in Decatur, Alabama. What in Decatur? Somewhere up there. I wasn't even able to be on the job. I'd come through open heart surgery, but I was fighting the good fight of faith. I was going to work, but God, regardless of what this body, I did what I'm telling you right now. And all of a sudden, if our God decides just to give me that, he's seen this day coming. He seen it. And he daily loaded me up that day. I thought, woo, convertible, baby. Black. Well, I can't say that. David got a hair. Hair blowing through my hair. You can't confess that. Pass it right, David. I guarantee you, buddy, it throws that hair up. David does. Boom. Ain't nothing slowing him down. Here I come on down here. Thanks, that's up our driver. See, I'm not just telling you a story. Jesus thinks ahead of your life. Jesus plans ahead. Jesus loads you up, and then time will come. You'll be going on, and you don't know how or when, but God, and you'll just walk into that blessing that he's been loading you up with. All along, all of a sudden, bam, you'll be like, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Chevrolet, I'm smarter than the Chevrolet boys. Somebody tried to get me to give them my red truck away. I had $3,600 in that truck. And I thought, look, God, I'm gonna try this way. These people out here throwing these things up here high. Everybody else is, might as well do it myself. So I asked the Lord, he showed me how to fix the thing, got it fixed. And I thought, well, I'm throwing up there for $6,000. I started to go for $9,000, and I started feeling real good. Throwing up there for $6,000. First dude that went and drove it, he come back and he told me, he said, well, I brought $5,000. I said, what'd you do that for? I put it on there for $6,000. He said, well, you said our best offer. He said, so I brought $5,000. I said, what'd you do that for? Well, I didn't tell the Lord, Lord, I want $5,000 out of the truck. I'm going to come down to $5,000. I said, Lord, I want $5,000. I'm going to make it off of it. I drove it 2 years. I'm going up, baby. I ain't going down.
Yeah, come on.
See, let this mind be in you that was in Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's not boldness. It's not, it on your part or all of that. It's the wisdom of God that will cause you to be blessed and increased. I told the Lord, I said, I want the first one that looks at the BMW. I don't want to go through this Facebook garbage. They might show up, they might not. They do, they don't, all of that. I ain't got time for that. My time's important to me. I want to go over and lay down in the cow pasture. That's really important to me. Right? I'm enjoying the cows over. That's important. Well, I told the first one bought the BMW.
Amen.
First one that drove it bought it. I said, this stuff works. Glory to God, I made $1,400, drove that thing, enjoyed it for nearly 2 years. God set me up then, having to trade 3 or 4 vehicles, knowing that I had no way I could got $5,000 out of the black one I traded for the red one. And in no way I could got nowhere close to $5,000 out of the red one I traded for the red one. See, there was a process, and I knew I was in one. I knew that I had to trade, and I was supposed to do that. When I got the black truck, I didn't want the black truck. It's a single cow, 6-cylinder. Every time Teresa gets it out and I punch it, she says, got mad at her one time, turned off the 231, punched that baby, and she coughed. I wanted to be running 60 the time I got to the curb. I barely didn't make it to 35. Baby, I got one now, bless God, I can burn the wheels off. It's got a 6-0. She gets in there and I go, whoa, we gone, baby. I'm back. I had to start with a 6-cylinder with a beat-in door, 5-speed. Come up to a hunker junker, you know, that was worth a little bit more than that. I told the Lord when I left that down there, I said, this is not mine either, Lord. I'm just driving this one. But mine's coming, Lord. I had to trade that one to trade up. Now, some people ain't going to do that. Don't go doing that because I didn't. Don't use that formula. Be led by the Spirit of God, see.
Right.
You know, He'll give you wisdom in that stuff. Well, I scored off of it. Right in the time, my neighbor, he said, he called me up, why'd you say you wanted that truck? He tried to get it for nothing. And I told him, he said, what'd you say? Tell me now you want it. I said, I sold it. And he's quiet. You know what he wants me to do, Johnny? Tell him how much I've got for it. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. Yeah. What's up, man? Hallelujah. Well, it ain't none of your business what I've got for it, but God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But I would believe in God daily, load me up. Daily. You got to leave here and say, God, right in the middle of a bunk full of rain, wherever I live, wherever y'all are listening about Facebook, like, come on Sunday, it just gets better than this. You're experiencing not the anointing we are. You're hearing a good sermon, but there's an anointing in the house.
Amen.
That destroys yokes and lifts burdens, that touches your body. Some of you being healed right now while I'm preaching, but God, some of you being touched right now, you don't even know it. It's on the inside of you. God's doing it on the inside. He's not outside working in. He's inside working out.
Hallelujah.
He's inside working out. Blessed, Tyler. Give me the next one, Zach. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say how often?
Continually.
Not in church. Not just in church.
Right.
Not just when it feels good. Not just when it looks good. Continually.
Amen.
Let them continually, let the Lord be magnified.
Yes.
Continually. Which has pleasure in prospering you, which has takes pleasure in increasing you, which takes pleasure and took pleasure. He put healing on Jesus, sickness on Jesus, that you can be healed. It pleases Him when you're healed. It pleases Him when you're supplied. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Abundant means to the full, till it overflows. Hallelujah. Pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. And my tongue, your mouth, my mouth shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long.
Amen.
See, if you focus on that, you won't be oppressed no more. The more you magnify the Lord, magnify the word, magnify the promises, the bigger it gets on the inside of you. It might not take 2 days, it might take a week, it might take 3 weeks. I don't know how long it takes, but it really don't matter. Because when you get in that heart overflow, it'll be worth every step you had to fight to get there.
Amen.
I won't go back.
No.
I will not. Never focus on your situation without God in it.
Right.
I mean, just perfect example, having a heart attack, they said. Overdosed me on nitroglycerin. Give me one, didn't do it. Give me two, go give me another one. I'm like, man, don't give me no more of that stuff. I'm not hurting no more. Are you still hurting? No. I'm about to kill me with that. I don't know how many nitroglycerin tablets we can take. It's nitroglycerin. Dude, I used to watch the Cowboy Indians, they hauling that nitroglycerin in the back of there, and it'll blow up, they're trying to take it easy, right? That's about how much I know about nitroglycerin, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
But I get in the ambulance, and I'm going down through there, and I'm trying to talk to the Lord. And I'm being hindered by the ambulance assistant. Why? Because I'm facing now no insurance. I'm already, don't know how much, but it was $22,000 when it was said and done at Coleman. No insurance. I'm fixing to go through open heart surgery. I've heard that it costs anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000, according to what they do. And that is screaming at me. Focus on me. Focus on me. So I'm back there and I started going, They thought I might be going and having a heart attack, get the heart machine, I guess. I'm praying in tongues, buddy. I'm getting focused, and I start talking to the Lord, and I say, Lord, you said the steps of the righteous are ordered by you, Lord. Lord, you will bring me through this. I wasn't worried about dying and a heart attack and all that. I'm looking at the mountain of debt I'm going to have when I've been fighting to be debt-free all these years. I've been believing God to be debt-free, to be financially secure. Now I'm facing something that looks like that's never going to happen. Hallelujah. But you know what? He blown that one out of the water for me too. I done told y'all that a million times. But you know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't focus on that. I wouldn't focus on the bills. I stayed focused on the Lord and His provision, and you'll come through. I didn't have to know how He was going to do it. I just believed that He was going to do it. And thank God, He honors that.
Amen.
Out of anybody that'll do it. So God is telling us here at Faithway Christian Center to focus on victory. Focus on victory over sin. Focus on victory over finance. Focus on victory over your mind. Your mind, it belongs to you. You have a choice of what you let stay in your mind. A bird can light on your head, but you don't have to let it build a nest. When I have thoughts of mine, that's exactly what happened to them, the children of Israel. God went in there with Moses and told them, I've got a land over there. Just like He tells us, by Jesus Christ you're healed. Greater is He that's in you. We have a greater covenant. But He carries Moses over there. He said, go over there and tell them about this land that I've got. And Moses went over there and told them all the good things that God was going to carry them to. He didn't tell them, now you're going to have to go through the Red Sea. You're going to have to get out in the desert. Things are not going to be comfortable out there. You're going to have to depend on me for food out there, because there's no food out in the desert. Nobody's going to cook your food like you've been enslaved here and you ain't got to be concerned about food. He didn't tell them all that. He didn't tell them it's going to be hot out there in the daytime, but God's going to change. He didn't tell them that it's going to be really, really freezing cold at night and God's going to bring a fire. I don't think Moses knew that.
Right.
And they get out there in the wilderness going across there, and the Bible says that in Psalm 78 that they limited the Holy One of Israel with their unbelief. They're whining. They're complaining. They got unfocused off of where God was taking them. If they had just focused, they wouldn't have wandered around 40 years in that wilderness and still didn't get to go in, but a few of them, to the promises that God made. And we're living in the same place today that they are. God has told us, Lord, satisfy us. But they got in the moment. They were excited out there. They come through the Red Sea, and then the enemy come in, and he crushed it. Hallelujah. He crushed their enemies. They begin to jump and sing to the Lord on the other side of that ocean. I mean, they begin to praise God. They have just seen their enemies smitten right before their face. And did you know that Jesus smitten our enemy?
Yeah.
Stripped him of all power. Well, the devil just messing with my house all the time. He don't mess with my house.
Yeah.
I don't focus on him. Well, I just feel it around there. Quit feeling it.
Right.
Turn some praise on.
Right.
Run him off. Right. Run him off with your praise. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, God. No weapon formed against Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose it. Let go. I bound him over this church later. I came in here. I go out yonder and I go in the bathroom and I said, Satan, I bind you. I filled you. I sent you in this house and I bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not hinder this service tonight. Praise God. The word of God under the anointing is going to come forth and we are going to leave liberated.
Amen.
And I'm liberated.
Come on. Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? I can say, well, you know, I'll just go home. I mean, there ain't no anointing here. So good to get up there and start off, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bless I thought, chill him, boy. He ain't thinking about nothing. They're going to get up there and start off service just under the anointing.
Bless
him. You get up there. Somebody give me a testimony. Yeah. I told him when he went up there, I said, take up an offer. I'm just playing with him. Take up an offer. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yeah.
I want to wanted to read you something else. Give me the next one. I got another one. The Lord is daily working on your behalf. I mean, he told me to tell you today.
Yeah.
He said, tell them that I'm daily working on their behalf.
Yeah.
I'm working behind the scenes for you.
Yeah.
I'm working in your marriage. I'm working at your workplace. I'm working in your finances. I'm loading you up. I'm setting you up. And I'll show you the steps that you're supposed to take. The Bible says, fear not, for he's with us.
Amen.
Not the fear.
Come on.
The Lord daily. And the Lord said, focus on my word concerning victory. And whatever your child, whatever each one of y'all challenge with something, find your word. Find the word. Go to that Bible and get that word. Whatever it is that's trying to bind you and hold you back from walking in the liberty where Christ has already set you free. Be not tangled again with the yoke of bondage, the Bible says. Don't go back to that bondage. He said, thou will keep him, this is Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, thou will keep him in perfect peace who cries all the time. There's a condition to you being in peace. And if you're in peace, you're in faith. If you're in faith, victory's sure right ahead of it.
Amen.
Sure right ahead of it. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusted him. That's a sure sign of you trusting him, because you fight to keep your mind off of your stuff on the Lord and on the victory. That is showing your trust in him to you. And it proves to the Lord that you're trusting. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. If I got another one, Zach, give it up. We got to close. I got to go to work tomorrow. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for a job.
Bless you, Lord.
For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. Or whatsoever. Praise you correctly, young man. I always say whosoever. But it says whatsoever. A good wife will correct you when you misquote the scripture. Alright? It says whatsoever. I don't need to say whosoever. It says whatsoever. Which is there's different interpretations of it. But whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And I put the scripture right before it. When our mind is stayed on the Lord, or on the word, on the Lord, on the victory, our heart, he'll keep our heart in perfect peace.
Yeah.
When we're in peace, we will be in faith. And faith is the victory.
Yeah.
Faith is the victory. No faith, you'll suffer lack.
Yep.
You let unbelief and all of that, you'll limit God just like they did in the wilderness. Nobody can pray you out of some things. And some things, people can pray for you and God will touch you, but there's some fighting that has to go on in growing in the Lord personally to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. That can't happen because somebody prays and stands in agreement with you. I mean, it means you're going to have to do you're going to have to do some meditation on the Word of God, some confession yourself, stance on the Word of God, and in faith, hallelujah, to see the victory that's already been won for you. It just ain't going. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffered violent, but the violent what? Take it by force. We have to take it, praise God. Give me the next one, Zach. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Johnny said it well. He said it real well. When he was up here, he said, not in our own ability somewhat. Right. Not in our own doings, what he said.
Right.
Well, that's what he means. We're strong in the Lord. We're conscious of his ability in us and not our own ability. In our own ability, we'll fail. In our own ability, we'll be weak. In all of that, we'll be weak. But when we're strong in him, when we're strong in the Lord, mind stayed on the Lord, focused on victory, praise God, then we're not in our own strength. We are in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Give an answer to that. And Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, are you facing something? You got to say to that mountain, Jesus said it. Whoever's got faith in God Say to that mountain, be thou removed, and be thou, speak to it. Speak to that storm. Speak to that challenger. Speak to your body. Speak to your finances, praise God. Speak to your house, cometh to me. I laid my hand on my truck, and I called them mine, debt free in the name of Jesus. About every time I would get in them, I would say, y'all gonna belong to me and not the bank. I don't owe anything on vehicles today. And then I started saying to myself, from now on, but God, with God's help, just like you were talking about, not in my own strength, with God's help, Lord, I'm going to pay cash, no more payments. And I told Teresa just the other day, I said, I'll not borrow not one more dime. I'll not do it. The Bible says, I will be the head, not the tail. I will lend, and I'm headed for that. I'm going there. Well, does it look like it's because you own your own business? Did you not know I ain't got no doors coming in?
Right.
Ain't got nothing to do with that. God's Word says it. If I base it on my business or my job or what I can do or the extra money I can make, that's not going to cause this to come to pass. Right. This comes to pass because of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Not our ability. Right. Our faith.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Bless
you, Lord. You need to speak. I laid my hand. I spoke to my house for 10 years. I said, I'll live in houses that I didn't build. I said, wealth and riches will be in my house on 112. I took those scriptures. I didn't have a house. I had a dead dream, seemed like. Everything shut. I had cash to pay for stuff, and they'd say, yeah, we'll do it, and we'd get right down to it, and it'd fall through. Doors would close. I mean, door after door, year after year. But one day, it happened. It happened. I drove Teresa up the wall with that. I knew every bump and every back road in Block County. But you know what I did? I said, okay, Lord. I said, I'm not going to move further away from the church than I am. Honor him. You honor him. I just like to go to Florida where I can live on the beach. Out of the will of God? Are you serious? You're supposed to be here. Or you're supposed to be in your church. You're thinking about yourself. That'll be the most miserable beach you ever lived on. You'll get stingrays. Will get you every time you get in the water.
Right.
Oh, God, them little devils. Well, you lost the anointing over in Blunt County. Didn't go to Florida with you. Out of the will of God. Out of place, out of grace.
Right.
In place, in grace. Amen. In power.
Bless
no matter what area it's in. So I told the Lord, I'm not going to move. Father, I don't want to move further away from my church, Lord, and my work, Lord. I want to be closer. I was actually 25 minutes closer to my church with the house that he had for me. Close, y'all are too, ain't you? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. They was about 40. About 40. Closer. Hallelujah. But he said, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart. You can't doubt. Well, this can't happen. You got to get that thinking out. You just say, I believe. I just believe. I believe. Lord of God, I choose to believe, Lord. I don't go, Lord, help me. Lord, if there's any doubt in my heart, God, show me how to get this thing out. You may not know how to get it out, but I'm going to tell you, you feed on God's word. Faith comes. Faith roots out unbelief.
Amen.
Faith roots it out, pulls it up, casts it out of your heart. Then, but God, you can be bound to a wheelchair and see yourself walk. I was bound to my couch, buddy, and I could see myself working. I could see it. And but God, I see it and I walked at it. I worked for it. I went for it. I did some action behind my faith. I caused my faith to get off that couch and move. Hallelujah. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I spoke it for years. I'll never be broke again another day in my life. And I would have money and I'd be broke. And I would have money and I'd be broke. And I'd have money and I'd be broke. I kept saying it. I kept saying it. I kept saying it. I got it on the inside of me. And I thought, but God, it don't make no difference what it looks like in the natural. There's coming a day, devil, that I will knock that.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't like today. Right. Doors don't come in the rest of the year. Don't matter to me. Right. I mean, it does matter, but I'm just saying, in the park, I'm there.
Right.
My supply is Jesus. My supply is the Word of God. My supply is the words out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Creating my future, bringing in what God's Word says I have, but God and you have.
Amen.
Because the Bible says in Proverbs over there, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue. God, I just can't take it anymore. I just can't take it about death. You are feeding on death. You are feeding that unbelief. You're feeding that unbelief and feeding that unbelief. And you won't come out like that. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those that love it will eat the fruit. I'm going to eat good fruit. I call myself blessed. I call my business blessed. I don't care what it looks like right now, but God, I'm calling it. I'm calling it while I'm speaking to it. Hallelujah. And you know what? Because I believe, He brings it in other ways. He loaded me up 2 years ago, nearly 2 years ago with that car and that truck. He knows what's going to happen. See, He knows your future. He knows what's going to happen in our future. And if we'll confess out of our mouth, God, you daily load us up. I don't know what my future is, but I'm laying my future in your hands. He goes ahead of us and He prepares the way.
Hallelujah.
And then we walk into the blessing of God, sooner or later. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we thank you.